Day 28, rest day. Wow, we've journeyed through some truly profound and intense parts of Revelation. We started with Jesus' direct message to the seven churches, which felt incredibly personal. Then we moved into the awe-inspiring throne room of God, witnessing cosmic worship and majesty. We saw the Lamb, revealed as both Lion and Lamb, uniquely worthy to open the scroll, which then unleashed the terrifying four horsemen. We also heard the cries of martyrs under the altar, saw God's protective sealing of His people, and felt the impact of the first four trumpet judgments on creation, highlighting how all false hopes will crumble. And most recently, we grappled with the demonic torment of the fifth and sixth trumpets, followed by the crucial interlude of the little scroll reminding us of the sweet and bitter nature of God's revealed word. If your head's spinning a little bit, or if you're trying to figure out how all these pieces fit together, you are absolutely not alone. This book is rich, complex, and meant to be pondered over time, not rushed through. Here's the most important thing to remember: you're never behind in your spiritual walk. This isn't a race to finish a book. It's an invitation to engage deeply with God's truth. Keep digging in, keep pondering, and keep pressing forward. These devotionals are designed to refresh and challenge us, not to add another item to a never-ending checklist. So for today, just pause and take a deep breath. We all exist somewhere in the truths revealed in these chapters. It's in the nearness to God that our spiritual resilience is truly produced. We can't fight the battles of life alone. But the rest of this journey through Revelation will continually remind us that we don't have to. The war we find ourselves in has already been won by the Lion Lamb. So let's fight on. Will you pray with me? God, thank you that your Spirit has revealed to me in these incredible chapters in Revelation. I pray for the courage and boldness to lean into every conviction and encouragement to grow in my love for you. Amen.